BBC Newcastle, North East and proud.
A County Durham woman has told the BBC how her sister needlessly died because a driver decided to get behind the wheel while drunk. Today marks the start of this year's Christmas drink and drug drive campaigns. 43-year-old Jacqueline Dowdall from Coxall was killed when she was driving to work in April last year. Her sister Vicky's joined police today to tell of the horror of losing someone to a drunk driver.
My other sister Andrea got the phone call and I just heard her scream in the bedroom and I ran to see her. Luckily we were together, got straight in the car. We were told that she was on a machine still, so at this point we still had hope that she might be alive. And we got in the car and travelled all the way to Newcastle, and my brother got here to the hospital before we did, and he called us to let us know that she'd gone. Every happy moment is clouded, you know. Our brother's getting married next year in Ibiza, and she would have loved that because she loved to travel. You know, she was only 43. She had a whole life ahead of her. She was about to go to Thailand on a big holiday. She just paid her mortgage off. She had everything to live for. And I just get angry when I travel places and she can't do it. And I get angry over it's something over. You had an argument and got in the car drunk, and I just wish she hadn't have left an hour earlier. I wish that he hadn't have done that, but you can't change anything. And his actions have killed her, and it's hard. It's hard when it could have been avoided.
Well, Craig Bourne from Blackfell was travelling to his parents' house in Washington from Darlington on the A1. He was speeding at more than 100 miles an hour, while more than twice over the legal alcohol limit. He's been jailed for 7 years. Vicky Dowdall's now backing the annual anti-drink and drug drive campaign this Christmas, which is run by Durham Police. Inspector Ed Turner says Vicky's story, unfortunately, by no means is a rare one.
Too many people still believe they can get behind the wheel of a car and drink and drive and think they can get away with it. Why put yourself at risk? We're talking here today, we've seen what Vicky's story is about losing her sister. There's no winners in any fatal, in any serious, in any accident. There's never any winners, is there? And this is quite tragic, the case we've been talking about today. So the clear message from the police, from all the other people, from A&E here, why put yourself at risk? It's your livelihood, your career, your driving. Don't do it. Get somebody else to drive for you.
And Vicky's urging people to think about their actions, as no one's untouchable. She told us the grief of losing someone in this way doesn't get any easier with time.
Obviously, only a year and a half later, you still go through the different emotions. You're angry, you're sad, you know, depressed. And you think, trying to celebrate the life that you had. But it's hard to stay positive about it, because at the end of the day, she's gone forever. And we won't have another Christmas with her.
Strong words there from Vicky Dowdall, who is supporting the new drink and drug drive campaign, which is being run by Durham Police.
Just coming up to 4:25 on BBC Newcastle.